The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, about an hour from now, Wacket Bracket continues. People are checking out Mr. Skin probably more often. Although probably some guys are stuck in the house with their wives, so they can't check out Mr. Skin because the wife is right there, and you know. Mm-hmm. And they probably checked it out at work. We'll ask Mr. Skin about them.
Now would be a good time to have a talk. Hey, let's have a talk.
Well, it should be okay.
Come on, kids. Daddy's got to master.
You mean that bit? I should be able to look at the stuff, right?
Yeah, because I generally
it's not porn. Skin.
Right, I don't masturbate to Mr. Skin.
No,
I look
right.
at it because I'm curious.
I love the word generally. Yeah. although he puts out little videos of actual pretty hardcore sex scenes.
Oh yeah,
not porn, but you know, actual movies. And Pete Lee. And he's going to phone a little later on this morning, our comedian buddy Pete Lee.
But we just want to see pretty actresses naked.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. No. Yeah. Mr. Evans, how you doing today? How are we getting through this?
Great.
Second week of us being live during the pandemic.
Yeah.
The pandemic of 2020. Let's hopefully someday we can call it something in the past.
Remember that time?
Yep. It sucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Survey of 2,000 employed women find that the average woman...
That's the problem right there. They start letting women work.
Too many employed women.
100 years later, there's a pandemic once they started working.
Look where that's gotten. It all started there.
All started.
The average woman... gets mansplained, which is talked down to, spoken to like a child by a male coworker, for instance, while on the job 6 times each week.
Man, is Meg here yet? She's probably in the building yet.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I'd like to talk to her about this. Explain it to her. No, I'm joking.
Break down the concept for her first, and then ask if she's ever experienced that.
Here's what means.
And then tell her
is,
she hasn't experienced it.
Yeah,
properly.
That's never happened to you.
Because I've seen that, and I think some guys don't even know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
They don't.
I think there's actually some free thinking liberal dudes out there that don't even know what they're doing, and they're doing it.
Oh, they think they're.
And I guarantee we've all actually probably done it accidentally in the past.
Yeah, they think they're being helpful.
Right.
3 in 5 women think that the men in their office don't even realize that they're explaining information that they already know. Another 40% have been told by a male colleague that they come on too strong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that could be a little condescending. I could see that.
I thought you were going to say they came on too strong.
65% of women agree that their company does not provide the same opportunities to women as it does for men. A third said their company has no female supervisors. 62% of women are planning on leaving their current job because there's no room to grow.
Hey, we got a woman boss here. So we're woke.
Respondents were asked about their top reasons to leave a job. Harassment came in at number 1.
How you doing, wow. Craig?
Followed by a lack of work flexibility, unequal pay, and a lack of consistency in company policies.
Companies coming out now in this day and age because what's happening? You know, you're lucky you got a job. Anybody been told that yet?
Well, not with...
That happens before, that happened before pre-pandemic, not just, you know.
It did. Yeah. You know, we had a pretty low unemployment rate.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So...
Now we don't.
Less so, yeah. So some of the women were asked what about the most infuriating thing that they've had mansplained to them.
We'll get Meg in here.
Hang on, we got Meg on the phone now.
Oh, good. Huh.
All right, anything we can explain to you?
All right, we don't.
Do you have it pretty well handled?
I don't know. I think I need another breakdown, really. It's too much for my woman brain to handle.
My woman brain.
Yeah,
my girl
we can
brain.
See that.
When do you when do you actually pull in here to work? I don't even know what time you get here.
Well, hopefully about 9 o'clock.
Okay, not till 9. Okay. Well, feel free to walk in then. Feel free to walk in. I'd like to talk to you in person about this and explain it to you.
Oh, yeah, it's easier when person to person. It's too much over the phone, you know.
You're distracted.
Your woman brain. You're distracted. Getting yourself all pretty.
Yeah, I am. I am currently sitting here doing my makeup, trying to get ready for work.
Get yourself all gussied up.
Get yourself pretty. We all wake up early for that. You know that.
Yeah, we
right.
do.
That's, yeah,
because we want to look pretty for Matt.
Yeah, stop in when you get here, okay? All right.
All right, I will.
All right. Give her directions to the studio.
Walk her in here.
I'll explain to her how to use the key card out front.
And how to use the microphone.
Yeah. You know. Get her by the elbow and guide her in here.
Yeah. I do appreciate that she's kind of a clean freak.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes.
Yeah, I wish she worked before us.
She wipes this place down
pretty good. Right.
So women were asked about the most infuriating thing that they've had mansplained to them. One woman said that she had a man mansplain to her roommate how to correctly pronounce her own name.
Oh, my
God. He thought she was doing it wrong.
Oh. Oh. That guy, how long was that guy alive?
He probably still is.
That'd be like us telling Dr. Mina how to pronounce her real name, her name. Because if you look, right. I don't know how to do it. So it's longer than Mina.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, we'll just tell her the proper way to do it.
When she calls it.
She needs to get a second opinion on how to pronounce that.
I have a feeling she's heard that before, and then she just call me Mina.
Right.
Because it's actually longer than that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And it's not an uncommon name.
In India.
In India, it's not an uncommon name.
Well, it's not an uncommon Indian name here.
No.
I know that, but I still don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not even going to try it.
It's very simple.
Go ahead.
Meenakshi.
Yeah.
Well, you've been talking to her more often because of that second
I don't call her Meenakshi, though.
No. I call her Mina. Yeah. Or doctor.
Sure it's not Minoxidil?
Yes. I'm very sure.
No. I think she's pronouncing that wrong.
I think that's some kind of medicine.
It is.
Zit cream? Isn't that a Zit cream?
No, I think it's like Rogaine. Is it Minoxidil Rogaine? I think it is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I should find out.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Another woman said at the racetrack where she's worked for 14 years, men regularly try to explain to her how gambling works as she takes their bets.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh. Yeah, because horse guys are, I can see that. Old school.
Bit of misogyny running in that crowd.
A little bit.
You think?
Hey, sweetie. I'm going to parlay that. Here's how that works.
You know what a parlay
is? I'm working behind the counter.
Yeah, behind the counter here.
I'm typing this in and sending you the tickets.
Let me explain to you what an exacta is.
Another woman said that her obstetrician disagreed that her baby was about to come. She mansplained and left for soda. 3 minutes later, the baby was born with no doctor in the room.
Might as well go for a soda.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. That happened to my wife with our daughter, but it was a female doctor.
Okay.
Her wife's like, the baby's coming today, and the doctor's like, I don't know. And then she went to check her, and the water broke all over the place. And she's like, okay,
over the place?
Think you're right.
Yeah. It was a mess.
Not your regular water breaking.
Oh, you are right.
All over the place.
All
water
over.
Breaking.
You are right, and somebody get me a towel.
Another office guy came in to move her phone, mocking her because he thought she didn't know how to move her phone. She said, well, the cable's too short. The guy gets under there, and he's plugging up.
Let me check.
He stops and hollers, who put in a cable this short? yeah, she's got that.
Yeah, I told you that.
I'm guessing IT guys are big offenders of this.
Well, they're offenders to dudes even. But
yeah.
Probably, yeah, you're right.
Talking down to everybody.
Move.
A man once tried to explain street harassment to a woman. Said, oh, apparently it's a thing now. He told her.
So how you doing?
So it's okay.
Hey, mama.
So it's okay. But, yeah, I can't imagine. You hear about this mansplaining thing.
Yeah.
You know, they say it happens all the time.
I think we've all probably been guilty of that at just some sort of level at once.
No, I'm sure.
Once or twice. I'm sure I've done it to my wife. and she'll correct me.
I think we've done it in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did. Make sure we have that. Explain that to Meg, that story again, when she gets in here.
We'll walk her through it slowly.
see how she feels about it.
Well, we'll tell her how she feels
right,
about it.
Yeah. And is her name pronounced Meg or not? I don't know.
She's going to come in here and stab all of us.
Yes, she is. But then she has to clean up afterwards, you know? That's the thing.
You have to tell her how to stab first.
Proper way.
You're stabbing me the wrong way. Right. It's downward.
You've never said that before.
You're missing the veins.
Right. You don't hold the knife like that. Yeah. Like this.
Slash. Don't stab.
Call her Cutie Pie, like Trump did to a reporter. Cutie Pie.
That was a dude.
It was a dude. Cutie Pie, right? Yeah. He's not an asshat at all, is he? Mm-mm. Cutie Pie.
You'll be stunned to know that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are not expecting the U.S. government to provide security for them while they are living in the United States.
I did read our president's tweet yesterday saying that that was all it was about. He's not going to pay their security. Thinking, don't you get more important things?
Yeah.
I don't think he does.
No, that's true. That's true.
You look at the ratings.
Yeah, Pence.
Make sure you're not paying for this.
Yeah. Pence talks to governors. I don't, because they're mean.
So be nice.
Yeah, so Harry and Meghan now living in Los Angeles, Canada, not good enough for them.
That was quick. That was a quick turnaround. But with the this virus, I probably would have stayed somewhere in Canada for a while. Not that they don't have it, but, you know.
Yeah, like Northern Canada.
They get a cool
leader. Like all the way up there.
They get a cool leader up there.
Yeah, so. None of it.
Yeah, wherever.
The Northwest Territories. Sound pretty good right about now.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Twitter is removing a tweet by former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani because it claims that it included misinformation about the coronavirus. The tweet claimed that there is a drug that has a 100% effective rate in treating COVID-19. That is just not true.
Yeah.
Has not been proven.
He'd been laying low before
his
this
tweet
too,
also
man.
Attacked Michigan's governor for banning this drug that's 100% effective to that state's senior citizens, but it's not 100%. It's not. He's just wrong. So Twitter had to remove that tweet.
Yeah, social media is not helping. I mean, you get a good piece of information every once in a while out of social media, but for every good piece of information, there's 10 bad ones.
Yeah, stop with the comparisons to the flu.
And social media is the media. And
it
if
is.
You're on social media bitching about the media, you're part of the problem.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Well, it's a conversation, Marie.
Especially the chicks.
Helwig Larson.
It's a joke, by the way.
Writes about what she calls a well-documented phenomenon called the optimistic bias. It refers to when people see themselves as less susceptible to risk than others.
I wish I was that guy.
Think, for example, that we are less at risk than other people of having a stroke, getting injured in a car accident, or getting divorced. Smokers think they're less at risk than other smokers of getting lung cancer. This is happening with the coronavirus as well.
Yeah, it is.
Earlier this month, a study of 1,600 Americans found that people thought their own personal risk was increasing. But they saw everyone else's risk also increasing. Therefore, people still thought they were personally less at risk than other people.
Everybody's looking for where's the underlying condition?
They say the risk can be hard to grasp. They said that personal risk perception is the biggest predictor, the best predictor of whether people wash their hands or engaged in social distancing, just on whether or not they thought they were going to be getting the virus. And everyone thinks that they're less susceptible to it than everyone else.
Are there people out there that think they're more susceptible? I mean, I think somebody's going to get it. I think one of us is going to get it.
Okay, but do you think the odds it's going to be you?
As easy as it will be you, yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not.
But not everyone feels that
way. I know they don't. I know, I've seen those people.
Nobody is bulletproof.
Personally believing that you are at risk predicted engaging in more avoidance behaviors. We just don't believe it.
Yeah, I believe there's probably a good chance sometime. I just don't want to get it when everybody else is getting it.
That's true.
You know?
Because that's what I'm worried about. Nobody can treat you.
Right.
And here you go, just die.
Yeah.
But that's okay. 100,000, that's good. That's
the
good.
Numbers they're talking about means there's probably right. a good chance I could.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to get it now when right. it, you know, at the peak of everything.
Right.
The NCAA is voting today on whether or not to grant eligibility relief to student athletes in spring sports. Those students, of course, losing out on this season due to the pandemic, they're fighting for an additional year.
That should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
They did it for Division II and Division III. Division I hasn't stepped up yet.
Well, they say the main concern is the financial burden it'll have on smaller schools.
Right. Oh, then they are allowing in Division II and Division III. I didn't know that. I thought they were.
Or they're checking out.
Yeah,
they're looking into
it. I'd heard it, too. I didn't hear the exact facts on that.
Well, you've got new people coming in.
That's the thing.
And if you don't have old people leaving,
right.
you've got scholarship issues.
No, and I totally have sympathy for these kids, but that's the part. It might be S out of luck, you know?
Some of them will just be ready to move on.
Right. Yeah, especially ones who are not going to the pros and have any shot. Most people don't go to the pros. I mean, 99% of Division I athletes don't sniff the pros in any sport. But that doesn't mean they should be. They're losing out in the season. I get that. It's a bummer.
Right.
But high school, same thing. These kids ain't coming back. They're in high school. They're all going to graduate.
Yep.
High school kids are going to graduate because they're going to go. They got so far into the year, they're going to graduate.
Yeah, they're the new
ones.
So
they're not coming back for sure because you can't allow. Once you graduate, you can't come back just hang out like you're like in a 21 Jump Street.
Girls stay the same age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So those kids are screwed completely.
Oh, he gets to come back and play baseball.
Right. No, he doesn't.
His senior year.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And Craig's right. Not necessarily scholarships, but there are new kids coming up. That would just
got scholarships.
I'm talking even high school. They would get screwed.
Oh,
they'd
yeah.
get screwed. I mean,
yes,
believe
that
me.
Too.
If you're a senior in high school or a senior in college and a sports, that sucks. It really does.
Yeah. Oh, but they were talking about, you know, like guys might have been, you know, sophomores or juniors on the edge of are they going to go pro or aren't they?
Right.
They come back, and then that guy that thought he was going to get all the playing time.
Right.
He's just screwed.
Right.
You know, and then maybe he wants to transfer. Well, how does that work? And then, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Causes a whole myriad of issues.
And that's just spring sports. I mean, if it goes into the fall, with football, kids losing their
big rosters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger rosters.
These are just tough circumstances.
I mean, spring sports, obviously, you know, baseball, track. College is softball. Softball for a lot of schools.
Golf.
When do they play soccer?
Depending on what state.
No one knows.
Even in college?
Yeah.
Good point. I don't know. I mean, high schools are different, but I'm not sure when men's soccer is in college. Great question.
No, I don't know.
I think they play
either.
In the fall. But no. I could be completely wrong.
I think I went to a soccer game that was cold once, but
depending
I wasn't
on
paying much attention to any of it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure men's high school soccer here is fall, but I don't know about college, you know. I'd have to pay attention to soccer.
Yeah.
But somebody's listening that knows that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there
but
is.
But obviously, college baseball is
they
done.
They have a season.
Right.
It's fall.
There is, in fact,
college
NCAA Division I soccer is in the fall.
Okay.
Fall.
For men and women?
Sure.
Okay.
I knew they played
this
soccer
says
in
men's.
College. I just didn't know when.
And I know that they had to end the lacrosse was in the spring. They had to end that. Like they were in the playoffs in the Sabbath, didn't they? Or would they finish that? Once again, I don't know.
No one knows.
I'll turn on lacrosse. I just don't know what
I'm
watching.
What?
But obviously, college baseball is shut down. The World Series is done. I read an article about a Division I player down in Lincoln that has another year of college eligibility because he's going to he can come back and get his graduate degree. So he's thinking about coming back and playing ball. That's different. He'd be allowed to. But, you mentioned other scholarships, you know?
Yeah. Out of Georgia, according to the Clinch County Sheriff's Department. A security camera video at a commercial egg production facility Show 69-year-old Ronaldo Pineda.
Oh, no.
You say Pineda.
I say banging a chicken.
You do say that.
Is that right?
Oh,
knocking,
no.
Banging a chicken.
Oh, no. Man.
Don't hurt that chicken.
The chicken didn't deserve that.
No.
Mr. Pineda was charged with bestiality. He was released on bond under the condition he not go anywhere near the facility. But 3 days later, he was also charged with making terroristic threats. The threats comes from another video where Pineda was threatening others. He was going to shoot them all like dogs and then shoot himself. He's now currently in the Coffee County Jail.
Did the chicken survive?
No word on the chicken.
They got small buttholes. I'm supposed to tell you that.
Hey.
Hey. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No farm.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to Puss about that. But is there a different variety of chicken for eating and one for laying hens? I need to know that when I start my chicken farm.
I think about one for
something else.
Eggs or ones that have sex with. That's what I thought you were thinking there. Okay, got
no,
looking
one for
the
eggs,
bigger butthole chicken.
And one for the chicken breast.
You got four hungry dogs at home. I don't think chickens are a good idea.
Oh, completely separate facility.
Do you think you're
going to have a completely separate facility for
them? Do you think
your
neighbors should appreciate you having a chicken?
Oh, I think they'd love it.
They make noise, though, don't they?
Well, I think they'd come
they
over.
The roosters do.
As long as I give them eggs.
Okay.
I think they'd be good.
You sound like you're actually serious about getting the chicken.
I'm thinking about
coop
it.
In your yard. That's what you need. Todd's Chicken Coop.
Yeah.
That's a good dead foot.
We're changing that song to Take Me Down to Todd's Farm.
Or Todd's Chicken Coop. I hope you do. That'd be great. Great fodder for the show. Todd's Chicken Coop. Mr. Skin later.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.